Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick with you today. And as we head into the long weekend when, let's face it, a lot of us are going to eat more food than we should, almost 10 million children between the ages of 10 and 17 in this country are food insecure. It means they don't have reliable access to enough nutritious food. Teenagers handle hunger differently than adults and younger children. The embarrassment and stigma of being poor can keep them away from food pantries, and free meals at school can seem unappetizing, repetitive, and in fact embarrassing. In extreme cases, hunger drives young people to steal or even engage in prostitution with older men for a meal. That's according to a report from the Urban Institute entitled Impossible Choices. But a group of teenagers from the New Columbia neighborhood in Portland, Oregon, wants to change that through their work with Home Forward. It's a service and housing organization in Oregon. These kids have seen hunger in their communities and sometimes in their own families, but they're now bringing free fresh produce and other food to their neighborhood and others in need through a program called Harvest Share. We talked with two of those teens about their experiences and their volunteer work, 16-year-old Roman Dominguez and 17-year-old Faiza Jama.
In the New Columbia area, we have a store called the Village Market where students, you know, or kids in the neighborhood go to. And I've seen some students steal from that store. And sometimes it's because they don't have food at home for them to eat and they don't have money on them. So their only option is to steal food from there. Or like some people talked about, you know, hooking up with older men just so they can have their needs met, or like selling drugs because that's the only way they believe they can find access to things that they need. And at school, like some of the students, they don't really like having the same food every single day, like the nachos and burritos. And sometimes that can get like really annoying and nasty after a while. So they just go to nearby stores like Fred Meyer's and go steal from there. So that's kind of what I've been seeing around like my school and my community.
Faiza, I want to circle back to something because you said something that really stood out. You said you know kids who've hooked up with older men, mm-hmm. I assume, to get money to be able to buy food.
Mm-hmm. And there'd be like older people who have been kind of in sex trafficking and stuff like that. And they would come to our school and talk about how they got involved in that kind of work. And it's not something that they do with like because they want to, but it's just because of their options or, I mean, it's not a choice that we all want to make, but it's just something because of the situations that we're in, we end up being at. And I can't blame them for being in those situations.
Roman, I'd like to ask you about some of your own personal experiences with hunger, maybe some of the times that you've been hungry and what you had to do about it.
Personally, my family, thank God, has never had to go through that phase of us being worried about not having a meal on the table, like, the next day. My parents have always said, if we don't have money for the rent, but we're always going to have money for food. But to the people who do go through that, it's sad because we're in a country where we have so much money, but why don't we have kids or any families not having food? But at our school, we have the privilege to have free lunch for everybody, and anybody gets free lunch. So I don't feel like just because you get school food at our school, no one's gonna judge you or criticize you because we all get offered free lunch.
So yeah. Faiza, let me ask you about all these programs and being able to participate in it. How has it made you feel, and do you think you're starting to have a impact in your community?
For sure. I mean, growing up in Somalia, I didn't really have access to food, and hunger was always like a big issue within the community that I lived in back home. And being able to come here to the United States, I really thought like I would no longer be in those situations again. But after being in New Columbia for a very long time and realizing that food insecurities and like issues around hunger still exist, made me realize that this is an international problem and that we as youth really need to step up and take charge. We know that we have to be the future leaders of tomorrow. And that's when we started really leading and creating programs and really making changes. We have this Harvest Share every third Saturday of the month. And the youth that are volunteer get to shop first. And the reason why I do that is because when youth see that other youths are getting food from the food pantries and the Harvest Shares, and we just empower each other and make it seem like this is not something we should be embarrassed about, and it's okay. If we need food and the community has this program, then let this help us like get our foods and like let's lessen hunger. And
Roman, you wanted to say something.
I just want to say to all the youth out there, like, just because you see that you're going through tough times doesn't mean that can stop you from letting your voice be heard. Like, just know that despite anything, your voice can be heard. You can make a change. Just how we made a change, you can make it as well for your community. Like, just because you always see adults in power, that's not true, because youth have the same abilities as an adult to lead and make a change for their communities. Just go out there, find a group of people, of youth, and just think of programs that can help your community just like we did, and then you can make change just like us.
And you know, Faiza, it's really amazing one thing you said. You came all the way from Somalia,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of Americans probably don't know or don't want to know that hunger and food security is a problem right here in their mm-hmm. own country.
There was one thing that really, like, stuck out to me that I wanted to share with everybody that's listening and that's everybody that's here, and is that there was this one lady that came in with, like, a really, she was, like, crying, and it was tears of happiness, and she came up to me and said that, thank you for doing this, and thanks, like, she thanked all the youth that were there and really speaking up and, like, being the change of their community, and she told me that because of you guys, my family can eat this week, and that really, like, stuck out to me, and, like, still till this day, it's something that I always keep in the back of my head, and, like, it's like, my confirmation that I'm being the change that I have always wanted to see in the world, and, like, it's like a privilege in a way, and, you know, those were the words that my mom would say back home in Somalia when she would be able to find food for us, and, you know, it just took me back for a moment that I was once in those situations, and here I am today making change and helping people get out of those situations that I was in once. And that's, like, a really powerful thing.
That's Roman Dominguez, who's 16, and Faiza Jama, who's 17. They're working to fight hunger in their community in Portland, Oregon.